Go ahead.
Okay, call to order the January 2025 meeting for the Historic Preservation Commission. Again, we have a number of things. I guess the very first thing is to adopt the agenda.
Before we do that,
yes,
we need to excuse Mr.
Oh, that's
Dugan.
Right. Okay, yes. So is there a motion to excuse Member Dugan?
I motion we excuse Jim Dugan.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is to the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Next is to the adoption of the minutes from April 3rd, 2024.
I have not really a question, but a comment. One item on here was, and sorry, Jim's not here tonight, Dugan, but it stated he was going to reach out to Federal Point about the sending out the letters for the houses over 50 years old. Since we're going to be having a meeting coming up, I think maybe we should put that on the agenda and hear back from him.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's a good idea, yeah. And just a little bit of the history for a few of the newer folks here. We were talking about getting a plaque, you know, that there's a historic plaque that's put together by the historic group over in Federal Point. And what we want to do is encourage more people to do that. And so that was kind of that, mm-hmm. that whole type of discussion to possibly send out letters to owners of properties that were older than 50 years. And so we're still talking about that after a year. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'll reach out to Jim and make sure he knows we're going to put that on the agenda so he could prepare.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, with that, is there a motion to adopt the minutes from April 3rd, 2024?
I make a motion. We adopt the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is public comments. And I don't think we have anybody on the phone, obviously.
No.
Okay. So we'll close public comments. Next item is to elect a chairperson and the vice chairperson. Again, I'm the chairperson. I would certainly like to run again. I think that, you know, particularly as we go into quasi-judicial meetings, I've got some experience in those. So, and Jim is the vice chair, I think.
No, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. And do you want to continue being vice chair?
Yes, I'd
okay.
like that.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion to have Member Galbraith remain as chairperson of HPC.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Also like to make a motion for Member Barlock to be vice chair of HPC.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Old business, we have nothing on old business. New business, our discussion of term limits, basically the same discussion that we had for P&Z. We're currently at 3 years, so we were talking about possibly syncing this to P&Z, where we had a recommendation to make it 4 years for P&Z. Is that kind of the opinion of the Historic Preservation Commission to recommend to council to increase the term limit from 3 years to 4 years?
Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion to increase the term limits for HBC members from 3 years currently to 4 years.
Well, you're making a motion to recommend that.
Motion to recommend, yeah.
Okay, motion to recommend raising it from 3 to 4 years. Is there a second to that? Okay, second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, excellent.
And Jim, just for your note, it's 12:04:030.
Just drew it like line. Thank you.
Okay.
04:030.
All right, we do have a vacant space position here on HPC. We have two candidates, and so I think our process is now to interview and then make, I don't think we, just very quickly, do we make a recommendation or do we just interview?
You interview and then by motion make a recommendation to town council, and then town council will interview and appoint.
Okay, so.
And it's all in open session.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so we interview and make a recommendation then. Just very quickly, you know, even though we don't meet a lot, this is a very important commission. Its primary responsibility right now is to review through a judicial or quasi-judicial process when people have an application to make improvements or changes in the historic district, which is essentially the downtown area here, the business district, and then to recommend or issue certificates of applicability for that particular building. And it is a quasi-judicial process, so we have to follow a very formal process in terms of doing this. With that very short introduction, we do have two candidates here. We have Ed Hall, and we have Charles McHone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so is there any particular order? I guess we can start with Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to kind of step forward?
Sure.
And just maybe introduce yourself and, you know, just take a minute or two and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Good evening. So, Ed Hall, my wife and I currently reside at 506 Curie Village Way. We've owned a house on Curie Village Way since 2019. So, as Byron would know, interestingly, we bought a house, and before we made our first mortgage payment, we had Hurricane Dorian, and we actually had a renter during Hurricane Dorian, who works for the Weather Channel, one Jim Cantore. So we were able to, interestingly, follow the hurricane on TV as he was shooting from our garage across to the corner of Clementry and Curie Village Way. We're very happy here. Our son works in the mortgage business kind of between here and Wilmington. So he's an only child, so when we retired, we knew that we would be moving here. And long before we moved, we chose Curie Beach because we liked the small town feel and the things that it had to offer, and that was what we were looking for. Previous to living here, we lived in Salisbury, North Carolina, and some might know has an incredibly robust historic preservation area, with many of the things that you're talking about, just a larger area. So I'm relatively familiar with the history of Curie Beach. I understand where this district would be, basically from J to L, from the water back to Third. And so I do think that things like historical designations are wonderful to have on plaques. And while one would certainly not want to overdo it, I think it is interesting, and I think the most important part, and so I know in some of the documents that it has to preserve and promote, and that's a great thing together, but I would suggest that preserving is the more important. And I think if one took a poll, and this is only Ed's opinion, there would be very few people in Curie Beach that would like for us to be more like Carolina Beach. I think there will be a lot of people in Carolina Beach that wish they were more like Curie Beach. I think that in almost all the cases, I come to the Curie Beach planning and zoning meeting monthly. I also attend the one in Carolina Beach. So I'll be there tomorrow night. And I also attend the town council meeting for Curie Beach and Carolina Beach. And I don't think I've missed many coffees with the mayor, for those who like to come to those on Saturday morning. So I'd like to serve. I think it's most important that someone serve on this group that has passion about it, and I do.
Okay, great. Questions? We can go down, start out the end, and come this way if you want.
Brittany, you have anything?
I don't. Thank you so much for coming.
I do have one. Craig mentioned before about the quasi-judicial hearings. Have you ever been involved in one of those or sat in on one?
I'm sure I've sat in on them, but have not been directly involved.
Okay. What do you think the max height of a building in Curie Beach should be?
I would certainly not want to go over 35.
Good answer.
I think that's the whole small town charm, and and the feel of family, and I think that works really well here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And full disclosure, Ed and I are neighbors. We've talked a lot about this. I know Ed has a desire to be much more actively involved with the town, and this is a vehicle for him being able to do that. And as he had mentioned, he has exhibited a lot of effort going to council meetings, going to planning and zoning meetings, and so forth. As we know, there's not too many people that attend planning and zoning meetings regularly. Ed is one of the few. And then I think also having the interest in Carolina Beach and taking an active role there and attending their meetings, you know, just gives him even more kind of a breadth of understanding as far as stuff that goes on the island and so forth. So, you know, again, thank you for applying. Like I said, I know Ed is looking to get more actively involved, you know, with the town.
You know, the quasi-judicial process is a very legalistic type of process, and we have to follow a lot of rules, and we've had training in the past. I'm not sure if we're going to have any training in the future, although, you know, that's certainly a possibility depending on our attorney's recommendation. Part of the rules is to not go out ahead of time and kind of look at the situation. I mean, you have to be very independent about this process. You hear what's being presented and so forth. Do you feel comfortable following all these rules? I'm going to kind of a two-part question. Feel very comfortable about really following all the rules for this sort of thing? And if we do have to have some sort of a case example of, you know, going through a process, feel comfortable about maybe attending something like that, a training program?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that I'm one of those people that's the rule follower. So I'm the person that when the doctor says, hey, here's a prescription for 7 days, I'm the guy that takes 7 days. I'm just used to being like that. Before retirement, I was in a very structured workplace in a large company where you're forced to do those things.
Okay. The reason I ask that is I know I'm sure everybody will say I'll follow the rules, but following the rules in a quasi-judicial type of process is very, very important.
Yep.
I'm sure our attorney will speak to that and let us all know that. All right. Well, that's all I have. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
No questions? Okay. I guess, well, that should be fine. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charles. You know, again, maybe introduce yourself and take a couple minutes and kind of a little bit about your background and why you might be interested in the Historic Preservation Commission.
I'm Charles McCone, born and raised here out of Ocean View Restaurant. This guy's got me, so like I think he can probably put more time than I just didn't want anybody to I didn't want anybody to not show up to be running for this. So I've been appointed to it previously to this commission, and when I first bought Ocean View and then didn't think I would have the time. Now I'm in a position where I would have more time, but certainly not to the extent that this has. So I'll bow out, and if you guys are all okay with that.
Well, my goodness, you just made our job a lot easier by doing that.
Everything he said, I agree with, and I think he's probably got more time for it. And the only thing I've got, you know, some courtroom experience that he might not have, but I don't see any reason why I shouldn't have it. I'm Charlie, by the way.
Hey, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, thank you.
I'm asking for the open position of that.
My wife loves avocado toast. She loves that full scoop of crap.
Yeah.
I have a question. Too.
Yes, sir.
That courtroom time, what do you mean? Are you, like, charged for something? Or?
No. I was acquitted on everything. I conducted hearings. I was a judge for a little while. So.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and be very honest about this, too. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Well,
okay.
This guy's got, he won me over. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well then, since we've been asked to give a recommendation, let's go ahead and do a formal motion for a recommendation.
I'll motion that we recommend Ed Hall as the a member on the Historical Preservation Committee.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Very good. Well, we can't congratulate you because officially the town council, officially the town council has to appoint you, so you'll be interviewed by the town council. But good luck, I guess. And I assume I will probably have to be there for the town council the interview. When is that?
23rd.
I will not be there. I'll be in San Diego till the 22nd. So
we're not going to re-advertise until after. Remember, because we're going to do the text. Are you mean
to make the recommendation?
Not to make it?
Yeah.
So member, or vice chair.
Yeah, the vice chair will be there because I'll still be at San Diego.
You're good.
Probably
good.
Fighting
21st,
fires. So.
January.
Wow. Okay.
Is that okay, the 21st then?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Just to make the recommendation to the mm-hmm. council. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Very good.
22nd.
22nd. And I'm coming back to 22nd, yeah.
I'm confused. Are we meeting on Tuesday the
21st? Yeah, Tuesday
yes.
the
21st. I thought Monday was the 21st.
Okay, I believe that's all that we went blank on here. I think that's all we have for this. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Very good.
Nay.
Nay.